Thank you for joining us. My name's Ray G, and this is Rochester Speaks. And today, joining me is Brenda Spratt. She's the Executive Director of Family Promise of Ontario County, where they transform lives of families experiencing homelessness because every child deserves a home. And they truly do. How are you today, Brenda?
I'm terrific. Thank you for having me on, Rachel.
Oh, of course. It's wonderful to get to talk to you about this. But first, I would like to hear about Family Promise of Ontario County. Tell me all about it, Brenda.
Sure. Our affiliate has been open for about 2.5 years, and we use community resources that are in place to try to assist families who are experiencing homeless or at risk of homelessness. Trauma, very severe trauma can occur in children who are experiencing a homeless situation or who are involved in or witness a lot of violence in the home that often leads to homelessness. So our goal is to provide the case management and support that families need and a safe place for them to stay, and nurture them through almost about a 3-month time period while we're looking for permanent, affordable, secure housing for them.
That's awesome. And yeah, I mean, a kid should just worry about being a kid. They shouldn't have to worry about all of that other stuff. So that's where you guys kind of step in, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. You know, children that are experiencing homelessness often double up with another family, and that may be in their school district. It may not be. So often they've lost their home, they've lost their friends, their belongings. There's just a lot of trauma involved in it. And, we want them to be able to attend school. That's one of the most stable pieces of their lives often. And so doing this, we're able to make sure that everybody gets to the school that they go to on a regular basis, that their grades don't drop during this time period, and that they receive any kind of tutoring assistance that might be needed.
Amazing. Yeah. So you guys are working on making sure they have a secure place to live and also still thrive in the school area, which is so important. Because like you said, a lot of times for kids like this, that school is their biggest constant in life.
You know, and they also experience a lot of, medical issues too, just from, the stress on their bodies, worrying about where they're going to live. One of the advantages to the program we have right now is that we have been sheltering families in emergency apartments. And so for young children who move into an apartment setting, they may not even realize that they're homeless. They just know that this is the new apartment that our family lives in now. So that really helps stabilize the family. They can eat the food that they're used to having. They can cook themselves. There's privacy. And they're able to stay there until the family's ready to stand on their feet again.
I would like to know, since you were kind of, over the hump of the pandemic, but not totally yet, how did COVID-19 affect how Family Promise functions, in either a positive way or a negative way?
Well, our primary model when we first opened was to rotate families on a weekly basis for overnight accommodations at area congregations. And we have 15 congregations that are in our network all over the county. And a family would stay at the day center during the day and meet with caseworkers and go to appointments and doctor's appointments and, put their goal plans together during the daytime hours. And then in the evening, they would go to a congregation that would serve them a nice home-cooked meal. They might play with the children, do a jigsaw puzzle, kind of give mom and dad a little bit of a break. And then they would spend overnight accommodations there that we provided with mattresses and, sheets and linens and those kinds of things. When COVID happened, we couldn't do congregate sheltering any longer. It was just too risky for everyone. In fact, there were some affiliates out on the West Coast that did try to do it, and everybody wound up with COVID. We stopped that program. It also destabilized a lot of our graduates that had been working and lost employment. And so initially we started just providing outreach for food and emergency rental assistance for people who couldn't make their rent. And then we realized that, you know, in order to be able to continue sheltering, we really needed to rent apartments. So we rented 3 apartments during the first year, and we've received some federal funding to expand that now. We are opening apartments in Geneva, and we will open our 4th apartment in Canandaigua shortly. So you can look at the apartments and say, gee, that's terrific, but, you know, what about all the other families?
Sure.
And social services, unfortunately, doesn't have a public shelter option to place families in Ontario County. And so families wind up going to a motel. And, you know, if you're trying to homeschool children or, you know, there's no cooking facilities and everybody is all in one room, that just really isn't the best environment for a child.
So it sounds kind of like the pandemic, although you did have some obstacles, you really got creative with what you were able to do to still help these families live their best lives, basically.
Well, and that's really what's unique about Family Promise, is that we have the ability to be whatever is needed, and we can, you know, turn on a dime and pivot to help people with what they need. Our donors are very generous. They understand that, you know, we help families make the best decisions. But, you know, maybe a family needs a car repair in order for someone to be able to get to work. And that's the thing that's going to prevent them from becoming homeless. I want to be able to do that for them so that, you know, we can make a preventive measure. Maybe it's a family that has been stable for a long period of time, and now the mom has to stay home to homeschool, and they've lost half their family income.
Right.
So, you know, there are public programs that we're participating in now so that we can assist with just a portion of their rent if they need it, or, you know, upcoming rent if they have been able to make it up to this point but now expect, you know, problems. One of the, you know, issues, if we want to move into the ERAP conversation, is that if you were someone who lost your income because of the housing moratorium, was necessary because otherwise we would have had mass homelessness on the streets.
Oh, my goodness.
And the courts weren't open for landlords to go and process evictions through, even if, you know, they had wanted to evict someone for non-payment. So the moratorium kind of held everyone in place for a while. But, you know, over time, you know, these families still weren't able to find full-time employment with benefits at the rate that they previously were. And so, you know, the number of months that they were behind, you know, just kind of piled up. And it was really unfair for the landlords, who really couldn't move anyone out of their units. And so a lot of landlords got, you know, really nervous about that. You know, we know that there were landlords who were keeping empty apartments as opposed to renting to someone who, you know, might wind up being in that unit, being unable to pay, and them being unable to evict because of the moratorium. So, you know, the big spending plan that Biden really got approved, the primary purpose of that was to kind of level the playing field again, to get money back into the system for landlords so that they, you know, didn't lose their property because they couldn't make their mortgages. So it kind of makes them whole. But it also gives breathing room now for people who were directly impacted by COVID to be able to make up that back rent and hopefully rebuild that relationship with their landlord so that they can stay again. The federal funding that has come down, there are a couple of different pots of funding that we have received pieces of. The first wave that came down was directly from HUD, and it provided emergency assistance for up to 12 months if you had an eviction notice. And, of course, you know, there were articles about that you know, online. Syracuse, I know, was expressing how they had this pot of money available to help people with back rent, but they couldn't spend it because the housing courts weren't open to generate an eviction notice. And so because they didn't have eviction notices, no one could get the money.
Sure.
So then the Treasury Department came out with the second wave of money that is out now. And this money is all being directly handled through the state. And, you know, New York State received over $1 billion to be able to distribute to families who are behind. And you don't need an eviction notice for this funding, but you do need to qualify, and you have to be able to show that the reason that you have not paid your rent was directly related to COVID. You know, either you lost employment or, you know, you haven't been able to find reemployment because your place of work went out of business, or
okay,
you were someone who had to stay home and homeschool during that time period. So, you know, contrary to what some people may suspect, the money really isn't going towards families where they didn't see any decrease in income and just decided not to pay their rent. You know, it's really targeted for the right purpose to families who were directly impacted by COVID. And the funding can pay up to 12 months of arrears. It can pay up to 12 months of your utility payment arrears. Or if you have been able to get into a more affordable housing unit, but you need maybe a first month's rent and a security deposit, the funds can also be used to place someone into new housing and pay up to 3 months, you know, in the future for their housing. So, you know, it's a tremendous asset. Now, the second pot of money, the landlord needs to agree to accept the payment. You know, and some people say, well, gee, why would the landlord not want to accept it?
Right.
But, you know, with every program, there are guidelines, and, you know, the role of the initiative was to keep people from homelessness. So if a landlord agrees to accept the 12 months of arrears, they are also agreeing not to end someone's you know, tenancy in their unit because, well, the lease is up now, and so, you know, the landlord wants to move you on and put somebody in there,
oh,
you know, that isn't going to miss a payment. So a person can still be evicted legally through, you know, housing court if they don't pay. So if they get caught up 12 months and then they simply don't pay, you know, in the future, the landlord can legally evict them.
Sure.
But, you know, if they are able to make the rent and from that point forward, and they aren't missing their payments, and they're not, you know, removed for, you know, rowdy, crazy behavior that disturbs other tenants, then they can stay for a full year without having to be concerned that their lease is going to be up and that they have to move.
Okay, that makes sense. I do want to go back and touch on for just a second who is eligible for the New York State Emergency Rental Assistance Program, and if they are eligible for it, where can they apply for it?
Sure. So everyone in New York State that is behind is potentially eligible. You do have to be behind in your payments in order to qualify, because your landlord will have to also acknowledge and sign off that you are in arrears. And there are documents that you need to submit. If you were from, let's say, Monroe County, that has a larger urban population, you are probably going to have a very specific way to apply through Monroe County. And you can get that information all off the very same state website that I would direct people in Ontario County to. However, in Ontario County, we, you know, only have 100,000 people in our whole county. So our funding is coming through the State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. It's called OTDA. And so they are administering it directly. So nonprofit organizations like Family Promise, Catholic Charities of Ontario County, and Catholic Charities of Wayne County, Law New York, FLACRA, we have outreach workers who are actually working with people who are having difficulty with the application online.
Perfect. I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, and need assistance. Because it takes about an hour, really, to complete the application and to upload all of your documents. So, and it does have to be online, so you do need to be in a place that you have Wi-Fi, you know, to apply. So there is a 1-888, it's an 888 number in New York State that you can call to get assistance and to find out if you're eligible. There is also a website that you can go on and type in your county, and it will tell you who to contact for assistance completing your application.
Do you have that website?
Okay. So the phone number is 844-NEW-YORK-1-RENT. So if you converted that, that would be 844-691-7368. And if you want to go online, it's OTDA, which is OTDA.NY.gov/ERAP, E-R-A-P. And that stands for Emergency Rental Assistance Program. So those are the two ways that you would apply. And like I said, if you are in Ontario County and you're having difficulties, you can call our Family Promise of Ontario County or Catholic Charities of the Finger Lakes or FLACRA. And the Salvation Army is also assisting. If you think that you are being evicted unfairly, you can call Law New York. And there are several locations throughout the state, but we do have one in Geneva, and they can determine if you have legal grounds to remain in your housing.
Brenda, is there anything else that you'd like to add today?
So the first push that we're having during the month of June is targeting families that are 50% or less of the average median income. So what does that mean? For every county, there is an average median income. So let's say in Ontario County, it was $60,000. So people who were at 50% of that income would only be making $30,000 a year or less. And there's a chart that's available on our Family Promise website. You can click on the Emergency Rental Assistance Program tab, and it will show you by the number of people you have in your family, you know, what you would need to be earning to be at that 50% or less of the average median income. Now, at beginning in July, they will be taking applications just first come, first serve all across the state for anyone that is up to 80% of the average median income. So people who make a little bit more of your working poor, are probably going to be eligible for the 80% level. Our website is familypromiseontariocounty.org. That's familypromiseontariocounty.org. And like I said, there's a tab you can click on, and it opens up all kinds of information about how to apply and tabs on how to look at the average median income charts. In addition to that, there are little videos that walk you through the application process, you know, kind of question by question. So if you're in need of, you know, assistance after hours, you know, when no one is answering the telephone, you can, you know, figure out how to do your application that way.
It's really great that you guys put those resources out there, because applications can be really hard sometimes to fill out. So just to have that assistance is incredible.
Well, especially, you know, a lot of people, English isn't a first language for them.
Absolutely.
You know, and so they appreciate the ability to kind of stop and start the video to take as much time as they need. It also lists all of the documents that you will need to produce to send with your application. And your best bet really is to gather those documents first and then go online and fill out your application, because the information you'll need for the application is in those documents and it'll make it quicker.
Oh, perfect. That's good to know. Thank you for including that.
So, yeah, we just hope that people, you know, get the word. We want to see, you know, money used in upstate for families that are really struggling and having difficulties. Everyone says, gee, we just hope, you know, downstate doesn't use it all up in a hurry and there isn't
sure.
any left for anyone else. And so we, you know, if you hear this and you are not in need of this kind of assistance, but you know someone that you can mention it to, you know, I just hope everyone talks about it everywhere so that we reach those that are really struggling.
This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, and that is Brenda Spratt. She's the Executive Director of Family Promise of Ontario County, and we were talking about the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Thank you so much, Brenda.
You're welcome. I was happy to talk about it.